Hello, I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy and welcome to this Commonwealth Connections podcast from BBC Radio 3. We're counting down the weeks to the Commonwealth Games with a specially recorded feature on the music and culture of each Commonwealth country. For more information about our podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Six-year-old and my father gave me a trumpet. And he showed me how to do it, how to polish it, how to respect it. And he said, exercise your potential. Hold on to this.
My name is Philip Nanton. I'm from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I teach part-time at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill in Barbados. And I'm a writer.
So, my polish. I'm your life. I'm not saying my father didn't give me that. What did he give me? 18-year-old and my girlfriend.
My choice of music is the piece Credentials by the jazz poet Shay Keane, who is probably the best known Vincentian artist in the second half of the 20th century.
We will fight. And I'm doing it. And she likes it. And I say, my father didn't give me that. But yes.
The reason that I chose it is that it combines both his poetry and his jazz, because he was also a very well-established poet. And St. Vincent has the common Caribbean experience of migration, and it's particularly large in St. Vincent, so much so that probably more people from St. Vincent live out of the country than live in it.
And I say, give me father, well, give me that, well, give me this. 40-year-old, and I cut that down for my country, and I like it. And I cool it, and I bring back all my father trumpet to them. But if we cool them, say, boy, what you from home from? Where your big car, where your wool hat, where your snapshot, and your whiskey, and your cantankerousness. Our culture, our potential is definitely non-residential. All this trumpet is a famous load of things. Hold on to this. So a high cup, a credential. Same one with my father show. How to polish, how to respect, how to blow. And I say to them, see ya.
When he talks about return in the poem, it shows the extreme ambivalence to the returnee, the person who goes back, having left the shores of the island. What he's saying, though, at the end of the poem is that as an individual, you know, basically he'll choose to go his own way and do his own thing. The piece illustrates, I think, a particular feature of St. Vincent, which is a combination of rawness and beauty. I suppose I'm talking about the conventional things that people look for, the bright sunshine, the unspoiled beaches, and the lack of refinement in the society. The fact that it's perhaps one of the poorer of the Caribbean countries in many ways. And life is hard for many people from the country.
You've been listening to BBC Radio 3's Commonwealth Connections podcast, originally broadcast on World on 3. If you enjoyed it, visit the BBC Radio 3 Facebook page or follow BBC Radio 3 on Twitter. Use the hashtag R3Commonwealth and get involved in the conversation. Also worth checking out the photographs and film clips on our Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to World on 3.